With crossings into Gaza still stifled by Israel, humanitarian aid continues to pile up around the sealed-off strip. Wednesday, members of the United Nations took part in open debate on the Middle East conflict. The well of anger continues to deepen as Israel continues to brush off criticism that it committed serious war crimes during its incursion into Gaza. Many delegates quoted directly from recently released UN reports.
Israeli soldiers shot a father after ordering him out of his house and then opened fire into the room where the rest of the family was sheltering.
The outrage continued as Israel and its close allies continued to place the fate of one Israeli soldier above that of the hundreds of thousands of civilians now suffering in Gaza.
We should also recall today the plight of Gilad Shalit, who has now been held by Hamas for over 1,000 days. We regard it as deeply regrettable that negotiations to secure his release appear to have broken down.
11,000 Palestinians have been injured, not for a thousand of days, but for a thousand of months. And these people include women and children.
Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour told delegates of his meeting with one boy blinded by Israeli bombs during the campaign. Ambassador Mansour displaying a picture of young Mahmoud Hani while he expressed the boy's message to the Security Council.
He asked me to carry a message on behalf of the wounded and thousands of martyrs. He asked us to pose this question to Israel, the occupier power. Why did you cause me to lose my eyesight? And why did you ruin my future? I'm just a 12-year-old child.
The day was filled with anger and surprise as the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama broke with U.S. tradition and began their address to council members not with the concerns of Israel, but with the concerns of the besieged Palestinians.
The United States is deeply committed to relieving the immediate suffering of the people there. We are also determined to aggressively work for a lasting peace that provides a stable and prosperous future for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Delegates to the United Nations are quietly expressing relief that the United States finally seems poised to rein in Israel, quietly coaxing its ally into opening the border crossings into Gaza so that the much-needed humanitarian aid can reach those who so desperately need it. Mike Mazzocco, Press TV, United Nations.